Welcome to Homecoming 2025 at Bethel United Methodist Church. We're grateful that you're here, and I'm so glad to see you got a whole pew. That's pretty cool. Mark and Joanne always said here they got the flu, and Debbie, I don't know if she's back from the GNC yet. Sandra is in someplace going to West Virginia, and other people are just hangover after the football game. We're going to get it right because they get real close. It was a wonderful day of football yesterday. I watched more football yesterday than I have in a long time because I was kind of curious of the undefeated teams if they were going to remain undefeated. And most of them that lost played just like we do when we lose. They were all kind of close games in a way. So it's good to see Philip and Arthur this morning. And October the 26th, which is a Sunday, Will Graham is doing a tour with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. We've been planning this since summer, and it's going to be held at the Tallahassee N.T. Carr Museum, that big grassy area down there. And I'm pretty sure they're going to put up an old-timey revival tent. A lot of good music, a lot of good preaching. It's at 7 o'clock on October the 26th. Keep that in mind. You'll be blessed. Any other announcements good for the cause this morning? Besides, we're going to eat after church. I saw most everybody taking things over there, so we're grateful for that. Any other announcements? We had a charge conference Tuesday night, so that's behind us. It's just a yearly thing of doing business, the church business with the conference, so we're grateful that's behind us. Phil?
Well, the pictures that are usually very popular at Homecoming, if you go to the online service, there's all the pictures and much more that were among the other pictures of all the Homecoming back to about 2000.
Yeah, wow.
And a lot of other stuff they find for the rest.
Yeah. If you haven't ever visited our website, please do. You'll find all kinds of stuff and information on there. Thank you for sharing that. And it's easier to look at those pictures online than it is trying to go through them albums.
That's a different experience.
And it's really good that you're doing all that. Phil spends an awful lot of time archiving all the history of Bethel digitally so that we have it forever and ever. Yeah. Anybody else? All right.